Sometimes in your life, there are problems, there are tests that you're going through, but they're so complicated, you can't even explain them to anybody. What promises of God are there for somebody like me? How do I keep going? How do I keep struggling? How do I keep having hope? Sometimes, brothers and sisters, we start to think more of the problem is on our shoulders than it is. Some people just, maybe they're lazy. They'll just sit down, make dua, and not do anything. Some of us, we keep trying and pushing. We're forcing after a while. So we need to know how much of our lives is God actually involved in? To what extent do we have that responsibility to push? When is it that we let go? When is it that we leave it to God? We know God is in control. We want to keep in mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is orchestrating our lives. We would know that certain frustrations that we're dealing with right now, this is a stepping stone to another victory. We would see that if I'm being blocked here at this stage, God is keeping me here at this stage, making me have certain experiences. The end result is that God is going to have me in the right place at the right time to be able to experience His goodness. But going through that is difficult, and not going to one of the two extremes. The Ahlul Bayt, when they describe it for us, that relationship between us and God, this is the word they use. They say, Amrun Bainal Amrain. Amrun Bainal Amrain. Not you're in full control, that you can do whatever you want, you'll never be God. On the other side, it's not the case that you get to just sit back and relax. If you despair, you can't expect Allah's mercy, right? That's a major sin. Losing hope, despairing is a sin. I have to keep struggling. I have to keep pushing. I have to keep fighting. That's what God expects from me. So they say, Amrun Bainal Amrain. What's the Prophet tell us? I'm paraphrasing the words of the hadith. He says, if all of creation, they gathered and they decided they're going to help you. He says, if God didn't write it for you, you would not get it. He says the opposite's also true. If the entire world united and they said, I will not allow this person to have this khair, and God wanted it to happen, it still would happen, right? God is in full control. God's will is overwhelming. The verse of Quran, Wallahu ghalibun ala amrih. When God wants something to happen, that's what's going to happen. If God wants to open up a door in your life, nobody can hold you back. If God decides to close a door, nobody can fix it. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about His will, this is what, let's see what He says to Nabi Dawood. Ya Dawood, turid wa urid. He says, you want, I want. And He says, the only thing that's going to happen is what I want. He says, if you submit to what I want, I'll give you what you want. But He says, in lam tuslim, if you don't submit, He says, I'll make you tired in looking for what you want. And in the end, thumma la yakun illa ma urid. In the end, it's my will, what I want to happen. So if I know that God's absolutely in control, if I can submit to that, let me ask the source. Instead of fighting one of the mu'mineen, that although we remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely in charge, our job, brothers and sisters, is to make effort. Sabre fa'al. Proactive patience. If you're doing your responsibility, if you still have hope, if you have that sabre fa'al, know that God knows what He's doing and His plan is better than ours. There's a hadith actually, hadith Qudsi says, O son of Adam, God speaking, O son of Adam, ati'ni fima amartuk. You obey me and that which I've told you to do. He says, wala tu'allimni ma yuslihu. Don't teach me. I want it like this, God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like attitude. In Islam, we learn to be an abd, right? A slave. And a slave does what his master says. We're trying to learn gradually that we do our duty, not what we want. The second one is a promise of God. This promise is repeated, maybe there are 10 verses, maybe more verses, that repeat a simple fact to all of us. One of those promises of God for the mu'mineen. The promise is that Allah won't waste your efforts. Allah sees every little single thing that you're doing, and Allah does not waste the efforts of the good doers. You push, you're trying, Allah sees your situation, He knows how serious it is, and He doesn't waste your efforts. Nothing is in vain. God knows each and every one of us personally. He knows what we're going through. None of our situations are so extreme that God is baffled. No, God has a solution. Yes, if we can keep doing our responsibility, doing our part, yes, it's a little bit, doing whatever we can, God doesn't waste our activities. If you and I can keep faith in God, not get bitter when Allah doesn't give us exactly what we want in the beginning, then there's hope for us to see our miracle.